Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm walking down
everybody. This is Liquid Damage at a Team of Voices Radio, sharing open poetry with me. Welcome to the Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by AP Taylor. Thanks, AP. Our group is filled with love and respect. We're also happy to see you here. We are poets from all over the globe and listeners from over 60 countries. The hosting team offers a variety of shows with fun people like me and fun stuff to do. I'm Liquid Damage, and I'm so glad you could come to my show. You are what makes my show a show. So sit back, have fun, and hear some great poetry. So I want to welcome Wayne to the show. Hi, Wayne.
Well, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I reckon. I've been waiting to get on the show, and so I got my next door neighbors want me to hang some blinds tonight, so I thought I'm busy. I'd be on the radio show, so I'm trying to hide out.
Right on. I don't think we have your SoundCloud up yet. Or no, we have a SoundCloud for you already, correct?
Yes,
don't
you do.
Don't you usually send it with? Yeah, okay. So
try to put it right under it.
Right. Let me go take a look at that. So how's things been going, sweetheart?
I'll just hanging in there. I've been, you know, I got to take care of this old man, this 80-year-old man next door that came in from Ecuador, and he was doing pretty bad. He's getting better every day, so I'm feeding him good, and he's coming to life, and things are going pretty good. I ain't got no complaints about nothing.
Right on.
Pretty happy.
Yeah, I've had a few glitches in my brain the last couple of weeks, so I'm back in a wheelchair. Trying to get my legs back and a little shaky.
Yep.
But
you gotta watch your legs. I got bad feet. I gotta be careful myself. I fell down about four times this year already. So you gotta be careful when you get older.
Yeah, well, this time I fell in triplets, and last time I fell, I used my knee to get up, and I think I tore something, because now I can't walk.
Oh.
Other than the fact of falling, I have something torn in my knee. So
yeah, I got a torn ACL myself when I had a car wreck. They didn't want to operate on me, so I got a slight tear in my ACL. So if I ever turn the wrong way, it's just like, takes about 2 weeks to get over.
Yeah, that sounds about like what it is. Something like that.
It ain't no fun.
No, it's not. But I'm getting pretty handy dandy in my electric wheelchair.
You need one of them reaching sticks where you can reach things without standing up.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dev should be popping in a little bit. Did you want to go ahead and listen to your SoundCloud, or did you want to wait a little bit till we get more?
I'm not in a hurry. I'm going to stay around the hour.
Okay.
So I can't, so just whatever you want to do. You know, right now, it's what I did is it's a SoundCloud from a contest I did, and they wanted to pick out a band that started with the letter K. I picked out Kiss.
Why don't you
pick 10 songs and put 10 of the titles in one of your poems. So I put 38 titles in this poem, and kind of blew them away. And it came up pretty well.
I read your poem.
It came up pretty well. And the SoundCloud came up pretty good too. It came up pretty good. You play it if you want to. I know. I don't care when you play it. Just whatever you want to. Just whatever you want to feel like doing. It's your show, and I'm here with you.
Right on. Yeah, I want to say I was extremely impressed by that poem. I was kind of kicked back on the couch reading it, and I could kind of get – I didn't know the history about the song, about the poem yet. And as
right.
I'm reading it, in song form. And then when I got to the end and saw the author's notes and everything, I said, That's why. But no, very, very excellent piece, Wayne. I was very impressed by it.
It took a while to put together, and it came out pretty good, I think. I was kind of impressed with it.
So, hey, what did the horse say after he tripped?
I have no idea.
Help, I've fallen, and I can't giddy up.
Giddy up. Oh, yeah, actually, giddy up. Good. Can't giddy
get
up.
It?
Yeah, I get it. I giddy up.
Right on. Let's see. What else do I have? What does NASA's – how does NASA organize a party?
I have no idea. I'm not very good at this. I have no idea. How do they organize a party? They what?
They plan it.
Oh, they play. Oh man, oh God, man! That should be an easy one.
They're all pretty stupid jokes.
Yeah,
I kind of try look for the dumber the better.
Yeah, the dumber the better. You fit right with me.
Okay, here's one. What do you call a thieving alligator?
I have no idea.
A crocodile.
A crocodile, man. An alligator is different than a crocodile. But that's okay.
Now we're just getting silly, huh?
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, how about a poem from Jenny? She sent this one.
Sounds good.
Let me see what I got here. Oh, Jenny needs a reader. So let me, the link should be on the board. And it's called Waves of Fury Outshined by Rays of Love. You got it? Fantastic. Okay. Waves of Fury Outshined by Rays of Love by Jenny the Deep. The waves in her denim eyes never shall flood in vain, but to swell with everyone's lies, rising currents impossible to tame. Never shall flood in vain, as high tides interpret lives, crushing through walls of shame, escaping through pearl-filled skies. As high tides interpret lives, the brightest star in her still remains. Hazy, cloudy disparities roll in plain sight. Her rocky core begins to quake. The brightest star in her still remains, rising higher with love, coral rage outshined, diving deeper, clarity contained, in the ocean, serenity is revived. Rising higher with love, coral rage outshined, her feelings like the seas can't be caged. Relinquishing tears smoother than labradorite, she is a princess, she is priceless treasure worth the wait. In poem. And, you know, this is a very interesting piece by her. Let me see what I wrote. First, the first verse was fantastic. It shows the total attitude and strength of the piece. And I really loved her artistic form of the line repetition from verse to verse. It was very cleverly done, the mix-up of the lines. And this piece shows a lot of artistic flow and form, which is unique in this piece. My favorite part is the last verse, rising higher with love. Coral rage outshined, her feelings like the seas can't be caged. Relinquishing tears smoother than labradorite, she is a priceless treasure worth the wait. It's just where all the strength is revealed of this piece. Great poem, Jenny. I want to thank you for sharing it with us tonight. Beautiful job. And Wayne, what did you think?
I think it's a wonderful poem. It's got a great metaphor in it, and using the tears and then the ocean and everything. It reads like it's rhyming. It's so well balanced, but it's freestyle. It starts out a little sad and ends up on an upbeat, and it's got a lot of motion in it. And I can tell she put a little time in this. And at the bottom of the notes, she says it's a pendulum. So you can read it backwards. I reckon is that the way it works on a pendulum? You can read it backwards. I don't know if it's the right definition or not.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
She had good metaphors in this, and she had good emotion, and I like the way it ended up. She's a priceless treasure worth the wait, which is a great way to end it up, and shows a lot of it with a positive attitude. Great poem she did here. Jenny's a good poet.
Yeah, it was very mathematically done, and that's what I liked about it. It had this structure to it that was just amazing. You said palindrome. That's what she was doing. Yeah, I love the mathematic part of that. So, Jenny, great job. And let me see. We got a comment from Deborah Lee. So even though this is not a pantom, I love how you trickle down the second line in each stanza, and it reads beautifully. You may have actually invented a new form, just saying. I think the metaphors here are excellent. Great share. Thank you for entering A.P. Taylor's poetry contest. Enjoyed reading you and appreciate your time. Yeah. I knew it was something new. And Convivial Company says, thank you for putting us there with you. Excellent, right. Thank you for sharing. Good luck, Jay. And Sector Hunter says, I love the flow of this and the picture it paints. It is sad but beautiful. You take forms you have never tried before and run with them. I think this is really strong, and I think that you have a talent in creating with restraints. It is hard to make something this lovely when you have rules to work with. Thank you for letting me read this, and good luck in the contest. Great job. And Pee-wee says, well, damn, this is really good and super deep. A remarkable write from a remarkable writer. Also, I may have to try that. It's an intriguing format. Good luck. Great comments for her from this poem, and rightly so. It was something that was new and refreshing. So let's see what we got. Got any jokes, Wayne?
I'm not much of a joke side. I don't tell many jokes. I kind of just, everything I say is pretty much silly, so I get enough laughs as it is.
Oh. Let's see. Who can we do next? Oh, I know who we can do.
Who's your partner at the older gentleman?
Carmine. Yeah, he wasn't feeling well, and he was coughing a lot. So he thought it was better that he didn't come to the show tonight.
Yeah, I like his voice. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's an amazing man. Just his life is. And I told him I'd do a shout out to him. So, hey, Carmine, we're thinking about you.
Right. He will get well soon.
Yeah. So I have a, let me see, where is his? Carmine. We'll do Carmine. He would like me to read this, and it's called A True Woman by Carmine Lombardo. A true woman, the creator's masterpiece, made not from dust but prime rib, adorned with shimmering hair, flowing, crowning a stunning body, even carved in marble mesmerized the eye. Her delicate grace from infancy to old age is embodied with instinctive wisdom, more clever than granted. Her silent voice proves a legend in logic, a doer of tasks no man can, a doer of tasks no man can complete. She is soft yet strong. Put down through the years, disrespected, disputed, and departed from circles of decision unfairly, she has risen above pride and prejudice. More than a compliment, she is the fulfillment of tenderness and self-sacrifice, willing to bear discomfort and pain for a new life. Patient and resourceful, she cares, caresses, cuddles, teaches and shows her young cradled offspring the way of truth. And what does she ask? Trust, security, respect, above all, to love and be loved in return. Priceless. Carmine in poem. Yeah, what a fantastic piece. It's a beautiful, beautiful tribute to women. And in this, you show what is truly important to us. And even though I just realized I wrote the same thing as Gary Adcox in the comments, I'm not going to change a thing because it's God's honest truth. We were made from the part of man that protects the man's heart, his rib, so he can get and receive love. And we do protect our babies with ferocious movements of love. My favorite part of this is verse 4. Let me scroll up. More than a compliment, she is a fulfillment of tenderness and self-sacrifice, willing to bear discomfort and pain for a new life. This is showing the strength and the resilience of women. I just love this piece, Carmine. You give justice to every woman. Hope to see you next month. And I hope you feel better. And I also like to do a shout out to my friend Affinity 6 in Botswana, who sent a piece, but it didn't make it through. So we're hoping for next time. But she couldn't make it. She was moved to a lesser village is what she said. So we're pulling for you, sweetheart. And so, Wayne, what did you think about Carmine's
piece? I think he did a wonderful tribute to women, that's for sure. And he's right, everything he said about the women is true. You know, they're a special breed, and I always tell everybody I could only hope to be on a plane with a woman someday, because women are the supreme sex. And like James Brown said in his song, it's a man's world, but he ain't nothing without a woman. Without a woman, the man ain't much of a man at all. So he did a good job of telling the way it is, because you got to respect the ladies. They're something special, and the older they get, the better they get. And I respect all of them.
That's right.
I love my women.
Okay, I'd like to invite in 302. Who's calling 302?
Hello, my name is Richard.
Pardon, what was
that? Hey, Richard.
Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Right on. Did you bring a piece of poetry?
Yes, in fact, I did, and I wanted to share it with you.
Did you bring a link to it so we can put it on the board?
Oh, I didn't. I was not prepared. I just had to see that you guys were doing show. So what I did is I was listening, and I was not prepared. But I'm going to start to listen to you guys more often now. So next time I'll be prepared, have a link and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, the one thing is we need your permission sent to ateamofvoices@yahoo.com. Can you do that real quick?
I thought you could read your own poem. As long as he's reading it, he could read his own poem, but nobody else could read it unless he had permission.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Cool. Okay.
All right. So it's up to you if I can read it or not.
All right, Richard, we'll go ahead.
All right, good. All right. As she awakened in a half dream, it was ash green and crimson, flower etched print gown, natural olive cream tint to her complexion, flawless as her love in a world of imperfection, her head bent down full of tangled brown and blonde waves, with arms outstretched, richness through lent, spiritually filled, spiritually led. Wisps of obscure doves flicker and scatter, contrary wise, and rise upwards, the ash-green sky, chasing away the ill-spoiled yoke, giving way to the quench of thirst of pure love. And that is it.
Wow, that was really pretty. Very strong lines. The inspiration to that she must be quite a woman. I'm assuming that it is a real person you were writing about. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how inspiring for you. That's great.
Because what I've learned is that poetry has power and dynamics, because what happens is we have poetry, and when we have poetry, we speak, and our voice is very powerful, because in the power of our voices, there emits vibration, there emits frequency and energy.
So the same way we can touch people with music, we touch people with our voices all the time. Those are very two powerful sides of the spectrum that we have as human beings. Very powerful. A lot of times we don't understand the power, and a lot of times we also abuse the power. So if you've noticed, I don't know, maybe I'm quite sure you two are pretty astute, that you might notice that in the world today, you have a different frequency moving about with music, with
right.
poetry. And they fuse the two together, especially a lot of songs today, which includes like the rap song, so forth. If you've noticed, they've changed the frequency and it's become more negative. And because those words have power over the waves, a lot of people are become more negative because those words and the frequency and vibration continue over and over, and it gets downplayed and downloaded into the minds of the children and so forth. So I noticed
yes,
that if you, yeah, so if you have the power of music and art and poetry and you use it wisely, we can change the world together, all of us. We can do this.
That's true. That's so true. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I totally believe that we all be at a different frequency, and coming together at a resonant frequency is what we need to do, so we can hum at the same wavelength and you know, kind of be copacetic with one another. But
yes, absolutely, I agree. And I appreciate you guys letting me say my poem and letting me to be here to listen to you guys talk. I like what I'm hearing, very positive.
Well, are you going to hang out?
Yes, I will do that. I will hang out and I will stay and listen more. I
Great.
Appreciate everything.
Great, and then I have your area code down for next time you come. I will know who's calling.
All right,
and
sounds good.
What is that? What's your PIN name?
In the meantime, what you do is you send your link to the show, or you can
okay.
email it to me, and I can hook up your link into the show. And you need to send that permission. Just email Richard, whatever your last name is. Give permission
okay.
to Team of Voices to air my poetry, and then email that to teamofvoices@yahoo.com.
Okay, I really appreciate it. All right.
Yeah.
I will.
So let's see, we have Sweet Pea. Hi, Sweet. How are you, my darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing better, you know, baby steps.
I'm very glad to hear.
You know, I'm still in the chair, but I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
Well, you take all the time you need.
Yeah. Well, I was feeling up to it. My brain's a little shaky, but, you know, so far so good. I've been handling it. Wayne's been here keeping me company, and we just had Richard show up. Richard, this is Sweet Pea.
Hello.
And, yeah. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
What's up?
Hey, thank you. Nice to meet you, Sweet Pea. I'm so glad that I could share this time with you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard.
Richard's new to the show.
Richard, what is your pen name on the site on AP? What do you go by? Where though you are when I see you? What's your name?
Oh, I go by Chris Little. I'm sorry, Richard Chris. No, I got rid of Chris. It's Richard Little. Richard Little.
Richard Little. Okay, Richard. So
yeah.
I see. I know you. Not you. You did was one poem you got there, and you had some great praises in. I like what you said. Ice cream skies. And it's a great tribute to your lady, or if it is your lady, to the female.
Yeah.
So you did a good job with all the way through. And you're right about the emotions in your voice. When a poet reads his own poetry, it's twice as good as it is when you read it yourself, because he puts his own stops in it, his own emotion in it, and if you got a good vibration when you read your own poetry, it shows the love. So you're right about that. And the kids today have bad vibes on all the music. None of them smile no more. Everything they sing and they recite is bad. They're in a bad state of mind right now. So you're absolutely right about that. And great job on the point.
Glad. I love being in this the kind of medium like this with like-minded people, because, you know, even if we agree or don't agree, it can be very civil. And I agree with everything you're saying, because it's very logical, makes very good sense that what happens is we can see it's happening.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ethiopia.
Ethiopia, okay. I'm from Kentucky, so I'm kind of a hillbilly. But I can tell you, boy, she had an accent. Ethiopia, great to have you aboard.
I'm so glad to be here. I'm in America now, but I'm from Ethiopia. But I'm so glad that I come across your station. I was just looking for, you know, different things about art and things, and I look for the lives, and you guys pop up, and I am glad that I am here. I love it.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Indeed. I'm going to be a new fan.
Can't get better than that.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what times that you guys are on and stuff, and I'm going to be like a new member to listen to you guys, because I like the attitude and vibrations you guys give is very positive and very informative too.
That makes me feel happy as a host that we're putting out good stuff on our show. And Sweepy has a show too. When's your show, Sweet?
My show is on Thursday nights. It's on Thursday nights. Yeah,
cool.
10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time in the United States. Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty relaxed most of the time. Yeah.
And
what do I look for? How do I find you?
Same phone number you're here. Same kind of Blog Talk Radio. You can look at for me at hashtag Sweet Pea, at Team of Voices. I do a variety of things.
Richard, you might want to
next
join the
week.
Group if you feel like it.
All Poetry. Yeah, if you're on All Poetry, look us up at Team of Voices.
Let me type it right now.
Yeah, the best radio shows in town.
Awesome.
Happy.
Like, you know, very.
Yes.
Very positive. Okay, so what is the group that I go to? Team of Voices?
Team of Voices, yes.
And what is that on? That is on what?
It's on allpoetry.com.
Okay. Got it.
Allpoetry.com is one of the largest poetry sites in the world, actually. We have all kinds of countries in all kinds of languages. It's quite an amazing site. There's various classes you can take. There's teachers out there. There's all kinds of different poets from all kinds of ages. So
it's
a very informative site.
Yeah, I see that you guys are very much, you have the very good stuff here, very good and insightful. And, it is pretty big here. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
And I
see
learn
a lot. We're just...
Right on.
We like
we'll
to
see, we're making friends.
Making friends
Definitely.
Across the world.
Definitely.
I've been
and
blessed to work with
here,
a lot of people from Ethiopia. You guys are a fascinating, fascinating country. Very intelligent people.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
I've got a girl from Botswana that's sending me stuff that writes beautifully. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, her poems are beautiful.
I'm definitely
she sent me one about her mother that was just heartfelt, you know.
Wow.
But since I got you here, Pee-wee, Sweet Pea, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not Pee-wee.
I have a poem from Heavenly Angel that needs a reader, and I think you would be the most perfect person.
Oh, do I get to read the happy birthday?
Yes, it's her birthday.
Yes.
Oh, I get to read the birthday girl. Happy birthday, my angel angel. I'm very excited about that. If I can keep my puppy quiet. of course, you want me to read my dog
on the board.
Okay, it is. Let's see. This is the Tides of Love.
Yeah.
By Easy Rider and Heavenly Angel. The sun is shining bright and bold, as the sky a perfect baby blue, a beautiful day to behold. I so enjoy strolling with you, warm summer breeze fondling gently, as white cap waves caress the shore. These moments mean so much to me. Darling, I could not ask for more. With the man I love by my side, I cannot hold back this rising tide. Oceans of love I have for you, unlike ebb tides that come and go, my love for you will always flow. I'll make all of your dreams come true. You'll never know the joy you bring. You've made my world a better place. The feeling time cannot erase. Being with you makes my heart sing. These sounds of time I shall stay. I love you more than words can say. One cannot hold back a rising tide. And poem.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. You know, one more excellent collab. They're just an amazing couple. What an extremely elegant and smooth piece they have written. I don't know how they do this week after week and keep it so real. My favorite part is the last verse. Let me pull that up. Like the sands of time, I shall stay. I love you more than words can say. One cannot hold back a rising tide. I mean, that just says it all. It shows just how deeply their love is for each other. And I want to thank them again for creating such a beautiful place to be. When I'm hearing their poetry, it's a beautiful place to be. And want to shout out that they come again. We talked about this last time I was here, about how they so seamlessly put these pieces together as a collab. Because a lot of collabs, you can tell the seam of one poet to the other, but they are just so seamless. It's amazing. But let me get them some more comments. Sweet, you read it. What did you think?
Well, again, their collabs are so seamless. You don't know who's writing. You don't know which one is professing their love, or, you know, which one is telling, receiving it from the other end. And I think that makes a great love affair. I think, you know, when you're seamless and one can receive and one can share, that is the art of love. I mean, isn't that what we all wish for and want to behold, is the ability to just ebb and flow in that love. I'll give, you give, and there's no jealousy or no, you know, as the whole, well, I won't be biblical about it, but, you know, giving and receiving without want or covetous or jealousy, and I think they present that in almost every poem they give. You cannot hold back the tides of love.
Yeah. Yeah, beautifully said. Wayne.
Yes, is Easy and Heavenly a pair, a couple, or they just collaborate? I know Easy.
They just collaborate.
Okay, just collaborate, because he's a good an excellent poet too, and I talk to him often. And he's a wonderful poet as she is, and she's the best romantic writer I think in the world, in my opinion. She's always got something romantic to say that always makes me feel warm inside. And
right.
I had one wish. I'd like to have the love that she has in her body, because she's such a loving person. And then, like, he's a great person too. So they both got this attitude and aura about them. Was just so, their soul just so perfect. And she didn't. They just touched my soul. So I hear you want them to read. They're good at what they do, and they got good emotions. And happy birthday, Heavenly. That's all I can say. She's today's a birthday, so happy birthday.
Yeah.
Great poem. Great poem.
Happy birthday. I forgot about it. Richard, what did you think about that awesome collab? Are you there, Richard? Did we lose Richard? Aw.
He'll be back.
Yeah, it sounds like he's on mute or something. Richard, are you on mute? Okay. Well, let's see. I do have... what do you call an everyday potato?
Couch potato.
A commentator.
That's funny.
Oh.
Come on, you guys. That one should be something.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's a cute one. What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
AP.
Close. A pouch potato. Okay. Okay. We have a.
Somebody's got too much time on their hands.
Yeah, I spend hours. We have a SoundCloud by JCA. I don't see my other SoundClouds up there yet. Does everybody see the link? Should be on the board.
It is, darling.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, you got it?
I'm refreshing. I don't have you, but I'll have it in just a second. Go ahead and start it out.
We'll wait for you.
How?
There it is. I got it down.
Okay. I'm going to start it right now.
The One Who Stops the Flow of Water by JCA. Swelter ripping the brow from the forehead. Mosquitoes, cryptids in themselves. Dozens of recordings of the Aka. Mokele Mbembe, Emela Ntuka, Jago Nini. Nouns of who stops the flow of water, whistled in Lingana. 1911 Grots, tailed the Insanga, nightmares of the canoe traders north of Bangui Ulu. Saurian of death. Obsidian of the Congo Basin. Mackel and Nugent failed to pierce. Metaphysical were the proteins. Stuck in the emerald palm fronds. On the lips of Aka elders. Sauropod swimming below. African skies.
Wow. That was well read by JCA. And I'm thinking this is an interesting fold on an important matter, which is depicted in the Lingala, Softly Whistled, as you said. And I'm thinking a bad bug taking its course. And JC takes these happenings in war and whatever and he can make them very poetic, like the surrender of this disease that stopped the water. That's what I'm getting from it. He's a very eloquent writer and can take like words in another language and interject them into his poem and have it flow. And he did that with this. It's hard for me to pick my favorite part because I'm not sure what some of the language is, but I think it was all very well put together. This third verse, Obsidian of the Congo Basin, Macau and Nugent failed to pierce, metaphysical or the protein stuck it the emerald palm fronds and the lips of AKA elders. It's a very interesting poem. And shout out JCA, good job. Wayne.
Yes, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know where JCA came up with this, but it's amazing. I was almost, as he was reading it or playing it, I was almost speechless at what he was reading. I'm not about to read any of the words because they're way over my head, but he did a great job of this and had a lot of emotion in it, great details, and I'm in a state of shock just knowing he wrote something like this. It's an amazing poem. He did a great job, and he must do some research on it because it's got a lot of good details in it, and I'm sitting here in awe. Great job, JCA. Great job.
Right on. And I think Hatter just showed up. Is that you, Hatter?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Hi, Hatter.
Hi, sorry.
How are you, my darling?
Oh, a little scatterbrained lately. Yes.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
I'm late. Late.
You're late?
I can't remember. Yeah. I got to remind myself what day
I'm
on.
You're right on time.
Definitely. I feel late.
Well, we were going over JCA's poem. Let me see. Sweet, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, the Mumaka. The Mumaka Bamba, I don't even know how he said that, is the legend like of Bigfoot, but lives in the waters of Africa and supposedly stops the water. He's like the Loch Ness Monster. They don't know if he's a crocodile or like an old dinosaur or so. He's a monster. So he's kind of like swims in the. Like they're afraid, the African tribes are afraid of him. He stops the flow of the river. So this is a poem about that fear and you know, like seeing the Loch Ness Monster. So, I mean, this is a really great poem and like nightmares of the canoe traders and stuff like that. He'll cause their death and that he talks about the failed fears, the metaphysical, you know, stuck in the emerald palm trunks and things like that. And there are stories from, you know, the elders that tell the stories down to next generation is to fear the, I can't even say the name of this monster, but that's what it is. It's the legends of like, we bring down Bigfoot and the Loch Ness and things like that. So this is, that's who is the dragon or the crocodile or whatever that stops the flow of the rivers. So it's very,
very
well
interesting.
Done.
You know why there's no vampires in Africa?
The Mumaka Bamba ate them?
They bless the rains down in Africa. They bless the rains down in Africa. Toto.
Toto.
The song.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I remember that.
I like that. I liked your joke, by the way.
Yeah.
I said, now that's going to be in my head all night. Thank you.
Well, let's see. Did you get to hear any of that, Hatter?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did I cut you off, sweet?
No, I was just wondering if I could read. I have to get up very early for a dog day.
Okay. Did you bring a link?
I did. It's in your on your board. I can go get it though if you want me to.
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, not a problem.
I'm stuck right now.
That's okay. I understand that. I was going to bring something I wrote for Wade, but since he's here, that's not fair, so I'm going to bring something else.
Oh, man.
What? I can't read it.
It's about me.
It's to you. Huh?
I can't wait to read it.
I know, but I can't read it because that wouldn't be fair to everybody else.
Can you hang out for one more?
Oh, sure. I can hang up for a couple.
Okay, cool.
I just want to make sure I get this read before, you know, something crazy happens.
Okay.
So this I wrote for CRL's contest, The Twisted Fairy Tale.
Oh.
This is called The Wrong Alice. Alice walked along the path among sunflowers grown, swinging a chain, holding her gnome, Jerome, chatting nonsense. The queen of farts stood in Alice's way, true to her name. The air turned foul. Alice set forth a decree. She smelled of cow in the pastures of her peers. A queen she shall be. Alice called for the knights. She enjoyed the rattle of fear as they marched, rhythms of rock and roll in the air, all because Alice was here. Unaware of their plight, on her hip she held tight an electric box that sent 10,000 watts of shock or wiggle to sit. They all begged her, try the safety switch, please. There's a party tonight in the Garden of Doom. I demand you complete the list I give you. Push that egg off the wall and fry him up quick. Sweep up his shell. I'm making special gifts. Now find that rabbit with the watch. The tick, tick, ticking must stop. Skin him alive till he dies. Place him in the pot. Brown him with butter. Add water and cover. I'm serving stew to my lover. Deliver the invitation by hand to Cheshire Cat and Caterpillar. My sister the hare, I want them all there. Ask the Mad Hatter to make tea for our affair. Fragile shell lays placed around the necks of Alice's dinner guest. Dinner smells amazing, Hare said. Alice flashed a sinister grin. Come, sit, let's begin. As cards 5 and 7 served vegetables, biscuits, with white rabbit heaven stew. The Mad Hatter had a surprise. Card 2 was his spy. No white rabbit stew. And the egg was fine too. So a special tea he brewed. From his chair he jumped. A toast to Alice, our lovely host. Alice ego bathed in glory, drank up, and ended her Wonderland story. She awoke on a stone bed with bluebirds keeping her fed in an itchy dress with a dude trying to kiss her head. What the hell was in that tea? Don't mess with a Mad Hatter. In a twisted story, you'll find yourself green and home.
Put you right into another fairy tale.
Yay, I loved it. That was so cute. You did you took every little intricate thing and brought it out of Alice in Wonderland and put it into a special Alice story. But yeah, this was really great. And the end of it's my favorite, though. Alice, ego bathed in glory, drank up and ended her Wonderland story. She awoke on a stone bed with bluebirds keeping her fed in an itchy dress with a dude trying to kiss her head. What the hell was in that tea? Don't mess with the Mad Hatter. Into a twisted story, you'll find yourself screaming. Very, very cute. This is so well written, and the imagery that flows along with it is just so bright and come with me and watch this. You know, it's just a beautiful piece. Thank you, Sweet Pea, for sharing this. I really appreciate you coming. And let's see, Wayne, what did you think?
Oh, this was simply amazing. Her Jerome, her gnome named Jerome, that was great. And the Queen of Hearts, and the White Rabbit's Heavenly Stew. All the way through this, just everything all in this whole poem is just amazing. I think it's better than the original. It's I wish she hadn't woke up. I wish she just kept on reading because it was I was having a blast listening to you read. You read it well, and you read like a fable, and great storyline, great details. Gosh, I'm amazed at this. You did a great job with this. You outdid yourself. Great job, sweet.
Yeah. What else do we have up there? That's all we have. Hatter, did you want to comment?
Yeah, I do. And it's not really tea. It's more of a psychedelic mushroom champagne. Did you know 10,000 watts would be like killing them with sound? Put volts, zap them, tasers. This is good, sweets. I love it. Is this a latest one?
Can't hear me though.
You said. Don't mess with the Mad Hatter. I'll pitch you into a whole different way.
Oh, hang on. Oh.
Unmuted.
Okay, is everybody unmuted?
I am.
Can you hear me?
Yep. And there's Deb. Hi, Deb.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
If you can't hear me.
Hey, everybody's off.
I hear you.
Okay, we want to leave Wayne's. Let me go get Wayne's.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
I
can
hear you.
Okay, good.
Hello.
Thank you for all your comments. They were lovely.
Okay, hang on. We want to get Wayne's out there.
Yeah, this poem, I wrote this poem for a contest, and we had to pick out a group, a singing group or a singing person whose name started with a K. So I picked Kiss, and they wanted to use at least 10 of their titles in the poem. And I used 38 titles in this poem, and I think it came out pretty good. But I used 38 titles in this poem, and I think y'all might like it. I came out pretty good, I think. So here it goes whenever she plays it.
Okay, wait, yeah. Hang on. I have
to get
go back. Yeah, could you? Thank you
Not
so much. There's a SoundCloud. I just brought the wrong one up.
Okay. I got it. It's on its way.
Let's see.
Okay. It's on the board. You can press the button anytime you want.
Oh, there we go.
Got it?
No, that's not, I don't think I have a SoundCloud for that. Hang on, let me check. Yeah, there we go.
This is called Kiss Me When I Get Back. Had some strange ways when young and wasted. Within my mind, I remember how freedom tasted. You're all I want, my reason to live. My way, I have nothing to lose or give. I just want to escape from the island today. Last chance, I finally found my way. Must get away from hell or high water. Tears falling like rain, but much hotter. I'm alive and in danger of being dead. I want you, but I'm an animal in my head. It's my life. I'm a killer. I hate being that way. I still love you, but I walk alone today. Thou shalt not talk to me tomorrow. It never goes away. I live in sorrow. And I confess, as easy as it seems, it's no fun. Stop. Look to listen. There's nowhere to run. I'm somewhere between heaven and hell. Heaven's on fire. It's hotter than hell. And into the void and under the dome, I will be there. I'm coming home. In.
Wow. This is a wonderful artistic package full of fun metaphors and witty conversation. You use the props amazingly well. Wow, 38 titles in 161 words. That's amazing. I think my favorite part is verse 3. Now let me pull that up. Thou shalt not talk to me tomorrow. It never goes away. I live in sorrow. I confess, as easy as it seems, it's no fun. Stop. Look to listen. There's nowhere to run. Beautifully, beautifully said. It has amazing imagery, as does the rest of the poem. And your flow and rhyme scheme were very touching. You kept it together throughout the poem. I just love the one from E. Wayne. I love this one from E. Wayne. I think my new favorite of all your stuff. Thank you for sharing it here at my show, and thanks for participating.
Great comments.
Yeah, I like I said, I read this earlier, and I was kicking it on the couch, and for some reason, just this music came to mind. And then after I finished the poem, I read the author's notes and realized why I was hearing music in the background. But it was just such a killer job. Sweet. What
Tony, he's 40.
Go ahead.
Well, I... Wayne, please, finish.
Yes. I was just going to say, I only used 48 words in my words, you know, and 120-something words from the title, so I kind of had it's probably a collab if ever was one.
Wow.
Yeah, collabing with Kiss, that's awesome. I got to say, I did one of these types of poems with Tom Petty albums, and I know it's very difficult to create a story around album titles, but yours is fantastic. It's amazing how much of their lyrical kind of, what's the word I want to look? You tell a story in their lyrical tone. So it's not just using their titles, but you bring out Kiss's tone. And they have a very unique tone from their imagery of themselves, because they have a very big imagery. They put on, like, here we are, we're Kiss, and when everybody, you know, what it is. And then they have this tone to their music. They have a personification of self, and then they have personification inside their style of music. And, you know, and that style has kind of grown throughout these years. The Kiss of the 1970s, not the Kiss of the 1990s or the 2000s. So they've grown throughout the decades. And your poem kind of has that growth from start to finish. And I thought that was very interesting because it's like you have a growth within your story as well as they had that growth. So using your song titles, you have this BAM outside personification, and then you have this really cool story inside, kind of like they did. So it was like watching you really, and I don't know if you even did that on purpose, but obviously you're a Kiss fan, and you just kind of embodied them and embraced them and put all of this into this fabulous poem, which I thought is just really killer. I don't know if it was because of the music you were listening to or whatever, but you really just said, you know, here's my fandom right here and right now, and if you don't get that I'm a fan, you can pretty much go suck it. So there you go.
But it took a while to put together. Great comment. It took a while to put together. It took me about 4 or 5 hours to put this together. It was fun, but it was a little work.
Yeah, you can tell you did the work.
Yeah. Beautiful. And Deb.
You know, I got to read this when Wayne first wrote it, and I was blown away by all those titles that he used. And I didn't realize how few of his own words that he put into it. But he turned around and he just wrote an entire cohesive story with it. And in the meantime, since I read it, I see that you won the gold. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, on. Woo-hoo! Cool. Hatter.
Wow. I was going to say, I just got that these are song titles, right?
They won't sound bad.
I get it now. Yeah, how clever. You should send these to, I was going to say you could send these to Bonamassa, but they apparently already been used because I thought they were great lines. Heaven's on fire. I mean, yeah, heaven's on fire. Don't thou shalt not talk to me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heaven's on fire. It's hotter than hell.
I'm glad I read the author's note. I would have been way off. Can't use those.
It was fun doing. It was
right
fun.
On.
Appreciate the comments, guys.
You guys are great. Okay. All right, I see mine up there.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, Deb.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Wayne. Hi, everybody.
Okay, this is called My Old Rockin' Chair by Liquid Damage. I'm sitting in my old rockin' chair. I'm getting old and not much do I care. I'm thinking about the years that passed me by, so I bow my head and I begin to cry. I'm old, I'm old, I'm not young anymore. I'm old, I'm old, my joints are stiff and sore. I'm old, I'm old, I can't remember stuff. I'm old, I'm old, I think I've had enough. I miss the times when I was very young, and now I know the old-time blues has just begun. My back is getting very stiff and sore, and I can't seem to get my shoes on anymore. The Bengay smells and gets on everything. The castor oil I've been taking makes my stomach sting. My hearing aids keep on pooping out, so if you want to talk, you're going to have to shout. I'm old, I'm old, I'm not young anymore. I'm old, I'm old, my joints are stiff and sore. I'm old, I'm old, I can't remember stuff. I'm old, I'm old, I think I've had enough. My Depends are hanging halfway down my knees. That's going to make it very hard if I have to pee. My joints are swollen and they hurt a lot. and in my brain it's possible that I have got a clot. My eyesight's blurred and my glasses can't be found, which is sad because I have a dozen pairs around. And then there is the Alzheimer's I've got, so everything I've said here, I have just forgot. I'm old, I'm old, I'm not young anymore. I'm old, I'm old, my joints are stiff and sore. I'm old, I'm old, I can't remember stuff. I'm old, I'm old, I think I've had enough. But I always have my good old rocking chair where I can sit and just not have a care. End poem.
I've got to go to Reader Digest.
That was fabulous. I mean, absolutely 100% fabulous, because I don't know. A, being in a rocking chair makes you old, but that's where I belong. That's where I want to be. But I
right.
love the sing song of it. Absolutely fell in love with it. I like the defense hanging over you, and I can't tie my shoes anymore anyway. I put my leg up and my husband can tie my shoes for the last 2 years. So
aww.
There you go. So those are great things that
it's
remind
nice
me of
one. It's
nice
you have somebody to help you.
Yes, he ties my shoes. The only problem is I'm 5'1" and a half and he's 6'2", so I have to really swing my leg up really high to even reach his knee. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do that.
Well,
luckily he can bend over and do it. So that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Hey,
them
gotta
guys.
Gotta love that. And then there's the Alzheimer's I got. So everything I've said, I have just forgot. Brilliant. The other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a pee, of course. This is clever. Everyone, there's the jewel line in every one of these stanzas. Ben Gay. Very good. Yeah, you need, this goes on to your book, your coffee table book.
So I got to tell you that this is like the perfect poem for my next Thursday night show. Because my show is going to be about, I don't know if you ever heard Miley Cyrus's I Used to Be Young song, but that's the theme of my show next week. So this poem is perfect for it.
Okay. What time's the
so
show?
It's 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, but
it's
just, if you ever get a chance to hear Miley Cyrus, I Used to Be Young, this poem is perfect. Yeah, I love it. I love everything about it. So, Deb, your thoughts on this?
You know, I think it's really awesome, and she had me giggling with some of the parts. But, you know, for some reason, when you got to the I'm old, I thought you were going to break into a parody of hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work, because there was just something about it that kept sending me there. But like I said, the parts all through it were cracking me up. I think it should be a country song. Very cool.
Right on. Wayne.
Yes, this is a great poem. A great poem. And there's a lot of good things about getting old. I'm just too old to remember what they are. And your singing is wonderful. And your singing is wonderful. I like it a whole lot. And just when you get old, one thing you have all your memories to look back and smile about. It's one thing I like about getting old. And yeah, this is poem just funny as hell. I like it a whole lot. I'm old, I'm old, I'm older than you. I'm old, I'm old. I still have a lot to do. But I'm probably the oldest person here. No, I think Hyder might be as old as I am. But getting old ain't too bad. I'm enjoying my old life, my old age. So I think getting old is a wonderful thing. It's better than not getting old. So that's why I know that for sure. But great, great poem you did. Great job singing. I enjoyed your singing.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, let's see. I think we have a... Oh, I got a message here.
So, speaking of being old, I got to tell you the name of my bowling team. It is 3 old farts and a tart. Guess who the tart is?
Very cute.
What's your bowling average there, sweet?
About a 115. I'm not a very good bowler. But I bowl with a 94-year-old man, a 78-year-old man, and a 68-year-old man, which is my husband. And then there's me.
Wow.
Wow.
Good name for you. The name fits.
Right? I'm still trying to picture Sweet holding her foot up so that her shoe can get tied. But that was cracking me up, too.
Okay. I think we have Hatter up next. Are you ready to go, Hatter?
Sure. Which one?
Did I get you up there? Uh-oh. There we go. I had to put you up again.
Again?
Yeah, I think I put you up there twice already. Except
yeah,
now.
You did. The Kraken.
Yeah. Yeah, where'd it go? Shucks.
Just refresh.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Oh, refresh. I'll just go back in.
There it is.
This was short but sweet because I was nothing was rhyming for me.
I got it.
The Kraken.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Now, if there was tales of things in the ocean like that in that picture, why would anybody freaking go?
I agree.
It's a badass creature.
Must have been a boring life to
I
be home.
It.
To want to be a back then, yeah. All right, the Kraken. Everybody got it?
I got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay. Like this. Virgins sacrificed every season changed, tied to rocks with rope and chain. Sun-stained stones, one marked to be chosen from clans by lottery. Blood runs fast upon the shore, drawn and quartered, ripped and torn. Sacrificed to the ocean beast the day the Kraken to be released. Sure.
Wow. That was fantastic, Hatter. I wish there was more of it. The rhyme and flow were stellar. And... it was awesome. Please tell me what's in store from the Kraken, Virgins, and Hatter. Really cool piece, Hatter. My favorite part is blood runs fast upon the shore, drawn and quartered, ripped and torn. It's like the meat of the storytelling about what's about to happen. Very nice writing. I'm impressed. I would love to have seen it written on a subway wall. Really, it was that cool. And it's you don't get cooler than until you're written on the subway wall, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm the prophet.
But, yeah, really, really neat piece. Wayne.
Yes. This is great. If I go to sea, I won't be a virgin, that's for sure. That's for sure. And a virgin ain't really missed anyway. No, I shouldn't say that. It's kind of bad. But anyway, it's good. This is kind of horrifying, and it's a good point, but I was just thinking about that creature getting a hold of somebody that, makes me kind of seasick already. So it's a great poem you did, and I enjoyed it a whole lot, and stay away, sea monsters. So like I say, good job, Hatter.
Thanks, Wade.
I'm Deb.
Yeah, I think it's cool too. And you know, when you started out reading, Virgins sacrificed every season, chained, tied to rocks with ropes and chain, I was immediately picturing a scene from the movie Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I could literally see it, and she's tied there, and Perseus comes flying in on Pegasus to save the day with Medusa's head. But yeah, very, very cool. Put a cool image in my brain. Great brevity.
Yeah, I think it's Poseidon that yells, "Release the Kraken."
Right. Sweet. Oh, sweet. Did you get muted?
I think she said she was going.
Okay.
She made up.
She went bowling.
Oh, did she leave? Okay.
I believe so.
Well, okay. Time for another poem.
Do you mind if I read? I have to go.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was looking for your piece. Is it up here?
I think it's the first one on the board, but it's cool. I have it. I'm adding
it
on there
right, right
now. Oh, that's right.
No, it is the first one.
There it is. Just tell me when you're ready, Linda.
Okay.
I got it.
And I will have it in just... Oh, here we go. There we go. Until the storm danced across the meadow?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
Okay, here we go. Until the storm danced across the meadow, I danced barefoot with the butterflies in the green dandelion-filled meadow as the sunrise lights the morning sky with a warm cantaloupe-colored glow. The birds are singing as the bees buzz, then big shrouds stained black roll in, blanketing the blue-hued horizon just as thunder's roar rides the din. Light pierces the sky as lightning crackles, spreading neon silver in jagged lines. And as graying clouds rotate, spilling rain, reverberations travel the power lines. Lightning hits a pole 30 feet from me, sending the wire shooting around. Electricity dances on the green meadow, electrifying the rain-soaked ground. Dandelions fried from the electrical shocks, butterflies on the seed heads fried in view. Then, as my feet splashed into a big puddle, shock zapped me and fried me too. And boom.
Bravo.
You've begun to enter in these endings that are grossly funny. You know, I think you did one last time I was here that had the last line that cracked me up. But this is so well defined with imagery that puts me right there. The first few verses show colors that so bring out the glory of the verse. Then the fourth and fifth verse, this is electrifying, pun intending. I love how you actually made me hear the crackling of the electricity. That was very cool. My favorite part is verse 3. Light pierces the sky as lightning crackles, spreading neon silver in jagged lines. As a graying cloud rotates, spilling rain, reverberations travel the power lines. I just love how you make the sounds and the rain and everything. You could feel it, you know, and hear it. But and then you have the last verse turns all the beauty into a humorous death, which I think was a great writing. on your part just to take this beautiful, just full of imagery poem and then poof, add this, you know, shocks at me and fried me too. It's not even a beautiful death. It's like zap, I'm dead. I loved it. Great job, Deborah Lee.
Thank you so much. I'm trying to go for that
sweet
twist at the end.
Oh.
Appreciate it.
Oh, we found out Sweet left?
Yes.
Wayne.
Yes. Yes, this is great. Dance barefoot with the butterflies. This had to be a tender poem, but no. There's lightning hitting the pole, killing everything, even took you out. I like it when there's a gotcha in the last line in the poem. And so this is wonderful, and even though you got fried, made me smile, and that's all you can ask for in a poem is to make somebody smile. And you did a great job with this, Deb. It's my style of poetry. Love it.
Right.
I agree.
Tatter.
Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is definitely somebody that knows about rain and storms and bad weather. Yeah, it took us there. Very good writing.
Thank you, Hatter. Appreciate you all.
Great
but I gotta
job,
go. Deb. Love and respect.
Right, well,
nice
to did have you here.
Yes, have a nice evening.
Here, and I'm glad you're back. Night, guys.
Night, Deborah.
Night.
Okay, we're gonna do. See, I don't see the SoundClouds for Frank. Maybe it's in there.
Hatter?
Huh, I don't hear it.
Yeah, yes.
Are you gonna play some football this weekend, or are you gonna goof off like you did last weekend?
Nah, that's not even funny, man. I know my quarterback didn't show up, but neither did yours. You just had some you had some good luck there.
Yeah, I got lucky.
None of my SoundClouds came out.
I started last year with a loss and ended up winning, so yeah, don't feel too bad about me.
I lost, and you're right. I lost two, and then I came up 1-8 in a row. So, but I won this year. I started out winning this year. Maybe I go undefeated. I got to play Joy this weekend. So,
be the grass man. That's what he did last year. Petered out at the end. I was lucky.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, well, we're gonna do Pee Wee. Pee-wee needs a reader. Wayne, would you like to read Pee-wee's?
Where is it? Let me take a quick glance and make sure you get a quick word.
Putting
I don't
it
know.
Right.
Yeah, put it on the
yeah
board.
It's kind of. You want me to? How do you want to try? I've read it a few times, so if
well,
you don't
it,
feel okay comfortable.
Let me see. There is the Maze of the Days. Yeah, I'd rather not read that. It's too many words that I could get tongue-tied with.
All right. I'll read it. I read it a few times today. Maze of Days by Pee Wee Cusin. Quagmire Lagoon on the lost moon's shifting sands. Vivid pastels fading and bleeding into oily life. Billion lives shading disharmonious overtones stand, metamorphose, prophecies, supernova searing strife. Paper mache pillar construction of matchstick men, swallowed whole in mires of dark despair. Steel girders, earthen clay cacophonous celebration, clockwork in carrick coated apathy through fair. Esoteric scholars enabled empty erudite endings, divine treasures transposed common knowledge, carnal state affairs, black day prophecy rending, father's night checked by the son of college. Salvation stands being constructed in foreign lands, fences of lighting, great divides impel you with time. Serrated knives of your mind bleeding by your hand. In a maze of days, we ramble on with no highway signs. In poem. And let me pull up what I got. This was an amazing poem. The opening verse has so much to say. It like has a heart that starts the beat that ascends throughout this piece. And I love the awesome imagery this poem has, sometimes cruel but beautifully written. My favorite part is verse four, the closing. Salvation stands being constructed in foreign lands. Fences alighting, great divides impel you with time. Serrated knife is your mind bleeding by your hand. In a maze of days, we ramble on with no highway signs. What a wonderful metaphor. A serrated knife on your mind bleeding by your hand. And then the ending line, you couldn't have spoken more truthful words. In a maze of days, we ramble on with no highway signs. We will only need God to tell us which way to go at that point. But what an awesome poem, Pee-wee. I think it was very deep and had a great impressionist form to it. But really good job. Wayne, would you like to comment?
Yes, thank God I didn't read that. It wouldn't have been a wonderful poem. It would have been terrible. He did a good job. He did a great job. It's a complex poem, and it's got a wonderful, wonderful message in it. And I know I ramble on with no highway signs in my life. So, and he wrote esoteric scholars enable empty endings. I once wrote a poem about the definition of esoteric. And I get a lot of comments. I'm still getting comments after 3 years. It comes up about every two or three months, and the comments. So it's a good word to write about. But he did a great job. It's complex, and he did a good job, and it's got a good meaning to it. And I'm glad you read it, and I didn't. That's all I can say. But it's a good job.
Yeah, Hatter.
Yeah, Pee-wee's got a way of very abstract, cryptic
very.
Writing. You need to go over it again and sort of follow how or what it means. Very good. It shows the talent he possesses.
Yeah. This was a very deep kind of, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, let's go on. We have one from Lawrence. Hatter, would you like to read Lawrence's?
I will try. Sure, let me find it here. Did you post it?
Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Oh, Lord. I will get it posted.
After this point here, I'm probably going to leave my cats in there just screaming like a wild animal wanting to go outside, so I'm going to put in and let her out.
There we go. Copy link. I almost got it, I swear.
Okay, I'm waiting.
That's right. Come on. There. That should be there. There it is.
Lawrence 67. Yeah. What you want? Everybody got it?
Yep, I got it.
This is What You Want, The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and His Homie Alfie. I want somebody to be Nigel, somebody to be Alfie. Wayne, why don't you be Nigel? You see it, how it's written? Wayne?
Yeah, I see it. I see it. I'm still trying to get over it.
Yeah. Well, we'll just wing it. You be Nigel. I'll be Alfie.
Okay, I'll be Nigel.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'll say, what do you want? The Adventures of Nigel, the Fat Cat, and his homie Alfie. Starts. Alfie says, hey, Nigel.
What?
Hey, Nigel.
What, Alfie?
I said, hey, Nigel.
I said, what, Alfie?
Come down here, man.
What you want, man?
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Idiot.
Oh. Idiot.
That was the cutest brevity I've ever read. Lauren, just very simple to the point. Thank you.
That's George Lawrence, good in
always, yeah, Lawrence is always providing his little touch of love, humor, and wit for us. My favorite part was one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. It's like the meat of the poem, right? And idiot. I love that little, the way you put that in, Wayne, at the end. It was kind of subdued, but there.
Yeah,
like
that's
an
good idea. That's a good idea,
type.
That was a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
very cute.
That's the title to George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Oh, yeah. I've
right.
heard many times.
One scotch, one beer. Landlord didn't get the rent. Can't tell him he ain't got the rent.
What you want, man? One scotch, one beer, one beer. You idiot.
Right.
That's great.
That's just
great.
Cool.
Sounds
I'll be
good.
Back. I
got to
run for a second.
For a second?
Yeah. How many would you still have to read?
Let me see. Where's my... We did Lawrence. The only thing we have is some... SoundClouds, but Deb didn't put them up there.
Oh.
We got Jace. No, we did Jace. Jace Seals was the only one up there. Frank and Titus. I guess we could read Frank's, but that's no fun.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Yeah.
If it's up and it's not a new right. We could hold it over to another show, make sure that we get the SoundClouds from them, because they usually do send in recordings.
Yeah, I think Titus's is a redo, not from a, I mean from a, it, I heard it a long time ago.
It's just the way they just the way they record it and sound. I would hate to try to duplicate it. I would just mess it up. I don't know why they didn't come through.
Yeah.
Well,
I think maybe we should save it. Titus, I put out my express apologies again. I don't know why the SoundClouds aren't on the board. If I could do them myself, I would certainly do so, but I just don't know how to do them, so... I'm of no help there. We'll try again next time. But we've got the one you want. At least we got that down right. Okay, well, let me go here and thank everybody. I want to thank JCA, Frank, Wayne, and Titus, even though they didn't get read. Thank you for participating. It's always a pleasure. Wayne, Sweet Pea, Deb, Heavenly Angel, Jenny, Carmine, Richard, Hatter, Pee-wee, and Lawrence. And I think that's it. I want to thank you all for coming to the show and participating. You are what makes my show happen. And with that, I think we're finished. You got any jokes, Hatter?
Let me check. I think I did. Give me 1 second. I did find one. There it is. Okay. Yes, I do.
Oh, right on.
Okay.
Go for it.
What do you call an ant who fights crime?
An ant who fights crime. Well, if I thought about it, I could probably figure it out, but off the top, I don't have a clue. What do you call an ant who fights crime?
A vigilante.
Okay, we need a 12-step program for over-talkers. We could call it Anon, Anon, Anon.
That's good. Anon, Anon.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Hey, how can you ever be late for anything in London? They have a huge clock right there in the middle of town. Right?
Yeah.
I once gave my husband the silent treatment for an entire week, at the end of which he declared, "Hey, we're getting along pretty great lately." Wah, wah, wah. And that's my jokes for the night.
Yeah, that's all I could find.
I had a hard time finding jokes today. They all want money to go on their site. So I finally found free jokes.
I got a good one. What did the Buddha say to the hot dog vendor? Makes me one with
what?
Everything. Make me one
What's
with
that?
Everything.
Oh.
Make me one with everything.
Right, right. Very cool. I like that.
What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
An impasta. Yeah, very good.
Here, you didn't hear these. What did the horse say after he tripped?
I can't giddy up.
Very good. What do you call a thieving alligator?
A what kind of alligator?
A thieving alligator.
Thieving alligator. I don't know.
A crocodile.
Cryptodile.
Okay, what do you call an everyday potato?
Everyday potato, a something spud. I don't know.
A commentator.
Commentator. Tater tot.
I like that one. Okay. Enough jokes.
That's about
oh,
it.
Oh, wait. Something's coming in from Titus. I put something on the board. Okay, hang on. Let me see. No. I think we have a SoundCloud from Titus. Uh-oh. Come on. I don't see anything. Unless it's on my... is this it? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
My love for music, words she'd say. Strikes a chord with such intricate display. Her fingertips she finely adapts. Love's finding enough words to describe mine as our years. I'm reminded of time and life's rewinding of the solitary codes which holds all endeavor. A kindly natured woman to pluck so sweetly, it would dispel the fiery twirl of never, resonate those notes to the group completely. Having played for so long, the distance true from east to west, the distance in between visions formed somewhat freely, each of its your, to respect the art of another, it will convene with a literary frame. Whereas hers is music, heartfelt our words are mine, having spread the gift we both possess becomes anathema. This love for music, mine, comforts and says.
Wow.
Priceline presents Go to Your Happy Place. Hey, what's up? It's Kaylee Cuoco. It's all about getting you to your happy place.
There we go. See, you saved the best for last. Thank you, Titus. This is more than gorgeous. The opening line has an elegance that surrounds the reader in softness. The delicate imagery resonates and brings the reader to an ecstasy of mind that is love-bound. My favorite part is her fingertips do finally adapt love's finding enough words. Do describe mine as archives. I am reminded of time and life's rewinding. Such a relevant thing to say. And I love the eloquence and structure of the sentence. An amazing poem of love, using both words and music to create the part. The way she can speak through her music in words that come out into a beautiful, beautiful poem is grand. That's all I got to say. It's just grand. Hatter, what did you think? Oh, did we lose Hatter? Let me see something. That was such a soft, beautiful piece that I want to get Titus some more comments. So we're going to go down here. David John Brompton said, such a wonderful tribute to Christina Pelton. And Dave Prophet says, wonderful poetry, so aptly put. I am a musician and this affected me on so many different levels. Fill My Eyes says, beautiful dedication, Titus. I very much enjoyed this tale told. I could almost hear the plucking of the strings. Nicely penned. Adam Warrenecki says, this is very good, and I like what you are doing. Keep up the good work. Got a few more comments there. And this woman is absolutely gorgeous. Very nice. All right, well, with that, I think we have a show. Who's 27? Oh, that's Wayne. Wayne, are you still there? I think Wayne dropped. All right, everybody. Well, that's a wrap. I thank you all for coming tonight, and I hope to see you. Let's see. My next show is... my next show, October 13th at 10 p.m. Eastern, and the following show is on the 20th of October at 10 p.m. Eastern. I hope you all can join me. It's been fun. And with that, I will say adieu.